From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. The eight states bordering Missouri already have a program that notifies doctors when their patients have been prescribed dangerous amounts of addictive painkillers from multiple providers. Missouri does not. Representative Holly Rader of Sikeston is encouraging more cities and counties to follow the lead of St. Louis and St. Louis County. Each is starting a drug monitoring program. Rader sponsored a statewide plan that failed in the Missouri legislature this year.
St. Louis County has made some bold moves. Insane, since the state legislature is not going to do anything on this. We're no longer going to allow our citizens to be at risk.
Rader's proposal for a drug monitoring program was filibustered in the Senate by fellow Republican Rob Schoff on the last day of the 2016 legislative session. Rader plans to try again next year, but expects continued pushback. Missouri voters will decide November 8th whether to amend the state constitution to allow lawmakers to add voter identification requirements. Governor Jay Nixon announced Monday that he's placing the proposal on the general election ballot. At issue are longstanding efforts by Republicans to require voters to show photo ID. GOP lawmakers say that that would prevent voter fraud, but the Missouri Supreme Court has ruled against photo identification requirements in the past. Democrats say that such a requirement could disenfranchise thousands of voters. The Missouri Republican State Committee is back in closed primaries. Members during the state GOP convention this past week in Branson passed in a voice vote a resolution in favor of requiring primary voters to register with a party. Under the current system, Democrats can vote in GOP primaries and Republicans can vote in Democratic primaries. Missouri lawmakers would need to pass legislation to require party registration for said primaries. The 2016 legislative session ended earlier this month and the next session begins in January. Missouri GOP Chairman John Hancock says the change would help block Democrats from tampering with Republican primaries and vice versa. Democratic State Committee Chairman Roy Temple says he has not heard of any formal proposals regarding registration for primaries. A former St. Louis police officer accused of first-degree murder in connection with a 2011 shooting death while he was on duty has pleaded not guilty. Jason Stockley was arraigned Monday via a video link from jail. He remains jailed without bond, but Stockley's attorney tells the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that he plans perhaps as early as next week to press for Stockley's bond to be reduced. St. Louis City prosecutors charged Stockley with murder in connection with the December 2011 death of Anthony Lamar Reed after a chase. Prosecutors say that during an ensuing chase, Stockley could be heard on an in-car video saying that he planned to kill the suspect. They say he fired five times into Smith's car when it stopped. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.